This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every show we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, what was it that Confucius said? I said it the other day. We live in interesting, may you live in interesting times. We definitely live in interesting times when it comes to politics, isn't it?
Yes, March Madness, because you are a great sports person. I tell my friends, you're not just a great person on everything else, you're sports. This is March Madness, but I'm not talking about b-ball.
I know. And, you know, do you feel like the big wind down is coming with Marco Rubio? Because in the polls, and this is just the polls, but in the polls, Trump is winning Florida. And there's just no way he can stay in this if he wins Florida, right?
I predicted with you on air about 7 days ago he would either not run on Tuesday or would lose. Well, he's done. A week ago, I said that. Now the national pundits are saying it. You know, they just make more money than I do.
Yes,
he's done. He's finished. And then today he said, you know, he regrets what he did.
Yes.
And Don Rickles, right after the last debate, you know.
Right, because he has to walk it back, especially if he's going to have any kind of relationship with Trump. If Trump ends up being the person, which is
right.
Just so crazy to think about. But that's the idea of that. So here's the thing that now people are especially speculating, and you and I have talked about this briefly, but Trump gets the nomination, let's say. Who is the undercard? Who's the VP?
Well, I think it's going to be, I think that it has to be done at the convention. Assuming Kasich wins narrowly in Ohio, 66 delegates, then, you know, Trump doesn't get his 1,237, but he's close. They go into the convention. I argue we need to use the phrase open convention, not brokered, because brokered means the Republicans try to control it, and good luck. So it's going to be open, where it's ballot after ballot. Everybody takes a lunch break, and they go call the ballot again, you know, down the states. At some point in time, there's got to be a poker game with Cruz, Kasich, and Trump, I think. So
yeah.
One of them becomes a VP. I would think, if Trump's in the lead but doesn't have enough.
Yeah, because that helps him. And so can Cruz? Do you think Cruz could be the VP to Trump? I mean, like, would want to be?
Well, you know, they all say they don't. It could be. Trump, after all, will have Secret Service and food tasters.
Yeah, exactly. Food taster. I mean, just think about melding those two worlds together. The Cruz with his wife and the two little girls, and Melania Trump, and Ivanka, and all the circus that comes along with Donald Trump. I mean, that's part of the whole deal, too.
They do interviews in there. They took the press to the Florida home. My dad thought it was a theater. I said, no, that's Trump's house.
Is that a theater that he's living in? No, that's just one of many homes, Dad.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. There's plenty of them. So the other night we have the Democratic debate again, and now it's getting a little nastier. I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders is learning to poke the bear. He hits her a lot on the whole Wall Street thing. That's what he needs to do, right?
Yes, I watched this last night with great interest. Two things just jumped out at me. She was taken aback when asked about you could see it physically, when asked about, you know, if you're indicted, will you step down? Now, the easy answer is I'm not going to be indicted. If I was indicted, sure, I'd step down. I'm not going to be indicted. She didn't answer it that way. She said, well, you know, I'm not going to really address that. You know, I'm not going to be indicted. So she didn't say if indicted, because you just say, I'm not going to be indicted, and if I was, of course I wouldn't run, because, you know, how she couldn't. But the other answer that kind of shocked me was the Benghazi answer, only because they played the woman who lost a child, you know, in Benghazi.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton answered, she's wrong, she's absolutely wrong, which is okay. When we had information, we made it public, that's okay. But then sometimes we had to go back and say we have new information that contradicts it. Mm-hmm. So right there she's saying that they did have contradictory information, which is nothing wrong with that. So I'm watching this answer. She was kind of taken back by that one, too. If she thinks Bernie's digging at her and under her skin, if it's she and Donald Trump, if, holy cow, you know, this is nothing. Bernie got aggressive. And the other thing is, she interrupted Bernie and said, excuse me. And he looked and said, excuse me. Because the other day, I think they made a horrible mistake. The Clinton camp came out publicly and said, Bernie needs to tone it down, number one. And number two, you know, he's a sexist. He said, excuse me, to Hillary Clinton. You know, that stuff's got to go away. I mean, come on, she's in an arena. So I think Bernie Sanders is getting very aggressive, and the speech thing was handled very, it was cute. I mean, he said, hey, you gave a speech worth $225,000. It must have been wonderful. We would love to hear what's in there. So,
he
won't
crazy.
Let that go.
Yeah, no kidding. So what now does... You know, the people that have slurked away, like Jeb Bush has been gone now for weeks. Does Jeb Bush...
Back.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Does Jeb Bush jump back into this? Now we're hearing him being mentioned.
Oh, he's going to meet with three of the four Republican candidates tonight before the debate. Now, you can guess which one he's not meeting with. And I just said today they just ought to take a selfie. Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney, John McCain, and Lindsey Graham. You know, take a selfie together. I mean, really, Jeb Bush is meeting with them, and he's excluding Trump. I mean, that stuff is seriously ridiculous. So, yeah, he's involving himself tonight. He's done, and, you know, he's going to vanish. And Marco Rubio is going to be insignificant after tonight and Tuesday.
Yeah, and so he just goes back to being the senator from Florida. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think he has other aspirations. And what did my brother tell me? He never met a job that he couldn't get out of fast enough. So maybe it's governor.
Yep.
Which is hilarious. And when we think about this, when you think about what's happening with the Democrats, what's happening with the Republicans, somebody said to me the other day, and we actually talked about it on the air a bit, how wild would it be if we had two brokered conventions? I mean, it's very unlikely, but what if we had it?
It could. And I think both parties have to be very, very, very careful of backroom changing of rules. Very careful, yes.
Yeah, would you really want to? See, here's the thing. For us, it'd be interesting. For the public, it'd be interesting. Would it be interesting for the parties, though? Would they really want that?
No, it's horrible. If it happens, it will be. It will cause stress and strain for years.
Right, on relationships and everything else that goes into
everything.
What all the momentum that happens when you're at a convention, right? Because then you've got to deal with something completely different, where before it's like a show, and you know who's coming on and who's going to be on the main stage and what time they're going to be on and who is it you're trying to get up there and what else is being discussed behind the scenes, because there's a lot of business that takes place at a convention.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Thank you so much, Bob Ney. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you been to the movies lately? Are you dying to go to a theater to see something worthwhile? So often now, because of streaming, Netflix, Amazon, other ways to get movies, Redbox, you can wait. If you can wait, you can get the top movies for a song. And maybe you're picking. You don't want to waste a bunch of time watching movies that you have to go through that do not hold your interest. So there are a slew of movies out. We're going to look at Perfect Match, Eye in the Sky, and 10 Cloverfield Lane, which looks pretty scary, to be honest. Scary. I like the scary movies. I like suspenseful movies. But I think, I'm going to tell you right at the top, probably all three of these, I would just wait and catch them on streaming if I really, really wanted to see them, unless somebody told me they were completely blown away. I've already said this. The two movies I've recently seen, Concussion, I would recommend that. Although it makes you a little squeamish if you're a big fan of football like I am. It's what we live with, though, unfortunately, what's happening to the brains of so many players and what is the NFL doing about it. So now they have been shook into trying to, you know, shook up enough into not being able to ignore that and trying to figure out ways to make better helmets and do whatever they can. But the movie itself is fantastic, I think. And also Creed. I like both of those movies, and I would recommend both of them to you. If you have a dollar theater, it might be floating around in your dollar theater, so you might already save a few bucks right there. Let's head to the movies. The first movie we're going to look at, we're going to let you hear the trailer. Thanks to Kyle, we had a changing of the guard. Daniel's out. Kyle is in. It's kind of like when you're in England, and then you're marching along. Boom! And Kyle's terrific. And here we have Perfect Match.
Put your hands together.
Gotta get it, gotta get it, gotta get it.
Why do you bring these little dinky girls around?
You guys know how I am with women. As soon as I have sex with them, it's like all of my interests magically disappear.
Time to grow up. Doesn't it get old?
Nope. It stays right around 20.
Whack.
Not whack.
My little brother.
Your heart is frozen because of your emotional immaturity.
Not that shallow.
I'm an agent. I get a piece of all the action.
My advisor says that I can't engage in any negative facial expressions.
So Karen does that for me now.
Where's Montana?
Before you sign me up, dog, I'll make sure your swag is right.
Because it's my time. You ain't gotta worry about nothing.
Look, you've been dreaming about being with Ginger since we were kids.
You are not bringing one of these little floozies to my wedding.
You've been dreaming about having little Rickies running around.
She's not pregnant yet.
It's those Brazilian briefs you've been wearing.
Have you seen the population in Brazil?
And I've been dreaming about making money, driving a fast car, and hooking up with models.
Why are we friends with him?
Because he's the best hoe we ever met in our life.
Take us on a bet. You date a woman till Vic's wedding and see if you get attached.
So you've never been in a long-term relationship?
No. You
know? I've never been in a short relationship. Want to try something new.
The sex is amazing. She's cool.
I remember how you felt at the end of the notebook.
Dude, I really
like that every... No, man. Come on, guys.
That chick, she got you good.
This girl is amazing. When she walks in the room, it's special.
You have the capacity to love, and that is a beautiful thing.
Oh, strings, that's what we said. Men can bounce around from woman to woman, but if I do it, I'm a bad person. That's not fair.
For the first time, I actually allowed myself to feel something.
There's nothing more important in life than going after what you love.
You're not going to be able to fit into your desk. All power is count.
All right, so I think we get the idea there. It's the whole dating scene and finding the perfect match. And this is, I mean, this is just that romantic comedy deal that pops up. It's the genre that pops up every single weekend. And in this movie, it is a Lionsgate deal, and it's an R-rated movie. It's about a playboy who doesn't believe in serious relationships, and can he be talked off the ledge? So, The Perfect Match. And if you go and see it, you're going to invest a couple of hours by the time you get through the previews. J-Lo and her ex, Sean Combs, showed up for the, to see the opening of it at the premiere. And that was the big talk. But Paula Patton's in it. Also, Lauren London's in it, if you recognize any of those names. And Terrence J. I bet this is going to be a streaming movie for a lot of people. Eye in the Sky is getting a little bit of buzz. Let's check this one out.
This is Colonel Powell. She's going to walk you through the capture of Aisha Al-Hadi, a.k.a. Susan Danford.
We have intelligence of a meeting between Danford and numbers 4 and 5 on our most wanted list.
We believe that they're connected to the recent suicide bombing in Kenya.
We have information that they will be in this house today. This is an operation to capture, not kill.
Range 22,000 feet.
You have your orders, Lieutenant. Your job is to be the eye in the sky.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to know if Danford is inside and who is with her. That's Danford.
Well, this changes things.
What's happening?
We're seeing a suicide vest and a whole bunch of explosives.
What's the plan, General?
We have the ability to strike a target with considerable accuracy.
I came here to witness a capture, not a targeted assassination.
Dozens of lives are at stake if these men leave.
We need to put a hellfire through that roof right now.
Weapon is armed. It's gas.
Given the new circumstances, I think we should abort.
You have number 4 and 5 on the president's kill list in your sight. You are putting the whole mission at risk because of one collateral damage issue?
Minister.
We are locked into this kill chain. I need legal clearance to strike.
I'm the pilot in command responsible for releasing the weapon. I will fire when this girl's out of the way.
There is a lot more at stake than you see in this image.
They kill 80 people. We win the propaganda war. If we kill one child, they do.
We've got 2 suicide bombers inside that house, and no one wants to take responsibility for pulling the trigger.
We lost the visual.
We need a decision.
Ready.
Right now. 3.
Go!
2.
Wait. 1.
All right, you can hear the voice of the late, great Alan Rickman, who was in this. Also, Helen Mirren. Aaron Paul is in this movie as well. And it's gotten, you know, 8 stars out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, they're pretty picky. They gave 94%. 1 hour, 42 minutes, rated R, drama, thriller. Looks to be pretty interesting if you like those kind of movies. I do like those kind of movies, so I would see this for sure. All right, here's your Scary Harry one. We're going to play out to this and tell you, if you go to see a movie, let us know. Send us a cheap movie review, and you send that to americatonight.net. It's called 10 Cloverfield Lane.
What are you going to do to me?
I'm going to keep you alive. You were in an accident, and I saved your life by bringing you here. And everyone outside of here is dead.
What happened to your arm? Were you trying to escape?
I was trying to get in.
What was that?
Quiet.
How do you know that this is real?
Something's coming.
Yeah, so there you go. It's a wrap. If you go to the movies, this one will probably be pretty popular. I predict that Cloverfield will get perhaps the biggest bang at the box office of any of them, Cloverfield Lane, because it's, the certain genre. You have this woman who discovers the truth about the outside world while living in an underground shelter pretty much with two guys, John Goodman and John Gallagher Jr. This one is a solid 2 hours. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 92%. And it's gotten, same thing, 8 out of 10 stars. So I think this is going to be pretty darn popular, like I mentioned. It's a thriller, to say the least. And John Goodman looks pretty good in this. Looks pretty scary, actually. Bradley Cooper's in this, too. I mentioned John Gallagher Jr. Mary Elizabeth Winstead is in it, too. So if you go to the movies, send us those cheap movie reviews. Thanks so much to Kyle for his work on the technicals and Daniel in the first half of the show. And thanks to all of you for listening. Hang with us. Much more to come in this hour of America Tonight.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you have a child and your child or your grandchild gets into your medication or gets into something else, it was just last week when there was huge news stories about this Wisconsin preschooler who got sick after eating some pot-laced candy. And then there was even the story of the Colorado Springs dog that had to be hospitalized after eating a treat that was also laced with marijuana. Obviously, accidental ingestions, but not good. And it's happening more and more frequently, especially, too, if we're just talking about marijuana, where marijuana is legal, let's say, to one degree or another. And I mentioned Colorado specifically because I know with friends in Colorado that there's way more stories about that than you can even imagine. Graham Gordon is in our virtual green room, and he became what I call, in a way, an accidental entrepreneur in this area because of something that happened with his daughter. So he invented a thing called Sneak Garden. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Graham, first of all, welcome to the show. And
thank you for having me.
Tell us about your daughter. What happened with your daughter?
Well, when she was about four, I caught her in our bathroom snooping around, and she got hold of one of those push-and-twist pill bottles, which had painkillers in them. And, you know, obviously she's 4 years old, you know, does not weigh a lot, and, you know, that definitely could have been lethal. Luckily, she didn't get hurt, but certainly put a fright in me.
I was just going to say, that panic moment must have been tremendous for you because, as you said, she didn't weigh very much, so you have no idea. All you see is the pills and the twisting that off, and you have no idea at the time when you first look at her how much she's ingested, and I can imagine what that was like. It was that chaotic moment, right?
Absolutely, especially because I really thought that I was protecting her, you know, because they were in quote-unquote child-proof containers.
Yeah. So you decide that you're going to do something about this, or was it something that kind of nagged at you after that happened? You thought there's got to be a way, there's got to be something. What sent you in that direction? And, of course, you're an inventor.
Yes.
But now you have disaster and a problem and a need and really a pain point. Did that get you set off in a direction where I got to do something about this?
It did. It really, you know, it's when it's something that really hits that close to home, you know, it sort of became a passion of mine, if you will.
Yeah. And what did you invent? SneakGuard. I mentioned SneakGuard. Tell us about SneakGuard and what it does.
Okay, so SneakGuard is the world's first purpose-built locking vacuum storage container. So it's designed to protect snoopers from the unintended ingestion of medications, cannabis, you know, a whole multitude of items. What made it special for me was I know there are a lot of containers out there that are airtight and, you know, that do a good job of keeping the air out, but there were none that really locked and if you will, allowed me to take all of the air out, which to me was key because, you know, we had, fish oil, pills. And, you know, I also, you know, those smell very strong, smell like
yeah.
fish.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, why not take this opportunity to come up with a versatile product that would, you know, keep the odors out, keep the air out because air is the enemy of freshness. And put a lock on it. So, you know, come up with something that can be used, you know, for a multitude of items.
And what was the reaction when you started to put it out there?
It was tremendous. I couldn't believe it. You know, I, you know, floated around a couple of friends to begin with and talked to a lot of industry experts. And, you know, the more I got into it, the more uses I saw for it. And, you know, it just turned into an everyday thing for me.
Yeah, in fact, on your website, it's interesting because you show how it works. And, you know, this is going to be the other question, Graham. Can we open it? Because now after the whole pill bottle thing, which people get frustrated with, and obviously your young daughter figured it out, is SneakGuard something that you can figure out, too? So at least it's easy for you to put it in and pull it out for the adult, let's say.
Absolutely. We went to a lot of trouble when we were in the design phase. We looked at ergonomics, people with arthritis. We wanted to make it really simple to use. There aren't a whole lot of buttons on it. It's very, very intuitive. It's got a combination lock, and we, you know, as long as you know your combination, it's easy to access. But if you don't, you know, it's going to be a challenge. It's definitely a deterrent.
So, and in designing that and in looking at the sizes, did you do different sizes? How did you figure out, well, what do we need? What kind of size do we need here?
Well, that's a great question. You know, initially when I started this, I wanted this to be something that was, you know, something you could use in the house because that's where all of the, you know, the 90% of the poisonings are happening in the household. But I also want it to be versatile as far as the items you can put in it. I want it to be refrigerator safe. You know, looking at a lot of medications, 25% of formulated medications need to be refrigerated, including edibles. And, you know, I thought, well, if people are going to put edibles in the refrigerator, you know, putting it in Tupperware or foil, that's not very secure. So I wanted this device to suit that need. So, you know, I went around and, you know, created prototypes and did some testing in homes with adults, parents with kids, and really focused on the size and making it convenient that you could put it in the refrigerator. It wouldn't take up too much room. You know, just be really convenient and easy to use. So we settled on the current size that we have, which is about 6.5 inches tall and 6 inches round. But we do have other sizes that we're working on for future development, but this is the first size that we rolled out.
Wow, very cool. And the you know, in talking about reaction to it, sizes and coming up with that, what's it like? Because we, in our segment, It's Your Business, we talk about it, and you've done this before, but what's it like when you know you have something that you think is powerful, you got to get it out there, and then you finally launch it? What's it like to give birth, if you will, to a product like this one?
Words cannot describe. It's a challenge beyond all challenges, especially in this case, because it's such a simple thought. How can I put a lock on a vacuum, you know, and create a vacuum on a container? sounds very simple. You know, it's taken me 2 years to get this far. You know, when you go through the legal, the, you know, the design, the engineering, the marketing, you know, we've hit a lot of little speed bumps along the way, which most entrepreneurs do. But it's just an unbelievable feeling to have created something, you know, on your own that I really think is going to save lives.
Yeah. We're speaking with Graham Gordon, CEO and founder of SneakGuard. And here's the other part of this equation, just to get into the business side, because I think the listeners would find this fascinating. So then, you know, it's undescribable. You launch, you've solved this problem. It's something that you specifically saw happen in your own life. Now you got to get the word out there and you're talking to people. And then do you worry about, or do you just not think about that? Do you worry about competition? Because once I see what you have, I think, well, can I design something like that? And, you know, then you worry about patents and all that stuff. So how do you protect yourself as much as you can?
Well, I think that's the key word is as much as you can. You know, we did all the trademarks. We did all the patents. We even did patents overseas. This particular product is very precise with regard to, you know, the thickness of materials. Everything I do I do as much as I can to protect it. And that's why getting to market is also very important quickly. So that's pretty much all you can do is the best.
Yeah, just try to fend off the people that might try to, you know, pull off that steel, if you will, I guess.
Yes.
It's got to be gratifying to you, but you have to be getting some notes or letters, et cetera, from people who say, wow, this is such a lifesaver because they didn't really have anything that worked the way your product does.
Yeah, that's funny. Actually, yesterday we got an email from someone in Europe who thought, you know, we deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know about that, but there are a lot of people that have said to us. We've been to three trade shows. We actually sold our first shipment. We sold that out overnight. So you know, there's definitely a need for it. It's just interesting to see, you know, people come from all different places, all over the world, but safety crosses all borders. I mean, it doesn't matter where you live, it's an issue, and it doesn't matter what side of the fence you stand on with regard to cannabis or anything else, any other medication. Safety is safety.
Right, and because, you know, whether it's, we've talked about children, but it could also be somebody else that gets something confused with medication or whatever else you have in your house, or an animal. A lot of people are dog lovers and have dogs, and dogs could easily sniff something out. It's like you said, the smell of the fish oil, not great.
Right.
One capsule of fish oil is one thing, but like a whole bottle, and easily a dog can do that.
Yeah, dogs have the ability to smell at a minimum of 1,000 times better than humans. So dogs especially, and we've already seen that with veterinarians, you know, it's definitely, you know, come out that they do have a lot of incidences of this happening. It just so happens that 96% of all marijuana poisonings with pets are germane to dogs only. Don't know why yet, but apparently they do get into it a lot. So it is fairly common, and, you know, it's not something that's going to go away. It's just something we need to try to educate and teach people that safe, responsible storage is key.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Graham Gordon, delight to talk to you, and you can check out SneakGuard.com. Thanks for popping on America Tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Waiting for a bus. Should be hailing the taxi. Ready to exhale. Recover from my head. Street downstairs. No one makes a sound. These streets are like rains. The car.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
I cannot believe what a difference a couple of days has made in my life. I am on Nutrisystem, and the choices that you get to make, the food is really, really fantastic. And I'm not hungry, so I'm not getting caught in the place I was getting caught before where I'd finally take a break for maybe an hour or so, and I would eat something bad because I'd be starving, and I'd grab some peanut butter, too many crackers, too many something that wasn't right, and I'd always have an excuse. I didn't have time to run and get something that was healthy, so it's just been absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to see the places I go with Nutrisystem. So it's perfect. In our virtual green room, we have Dawn Zier with us. She is the CEO of Nutrisystem, and by the way, also the chair of the American Heart Association for 2017. Hey, congratulations, Dawn, on that. That's a high honor.
Yeah, it's I'm leading. I'm the chair for the Go Red event in Philly, so I'm very excited to have been asked to do that on behalf of my American Heart Association colleagues.
Yeah. Do you find, because I mean, certainly in your position, when people find out what you do, they probably ask you a lot of questions if they're not on Nutrisystem about the food and the people they've seen on commercials and that kind of thing. But what do you tell them that, and you say this on the show when you've been on with us, that there's just so much variety, and variety is the spice of life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really true. Variety is so important because half of the time, the reason why people fail on weight loss programs is because they get bored. So, you know, you run out of options. You're tired of eating the salad. So with Nutrisystem, we have over 150 different meal occasions that people can choose from, and it is good to spice it up. Definitely agree.
Yeah, and the thing that to do, too, you have a daily tracker for people who are listening, and the daily tracker is great because you're writing down what you ate, the Nutrisystem food, but also there's other days, like you have flex days, where you learn to put in powerful foods and smart carbs and then the vegetables and the extras, and you really get to see, oh, wow, I didn't know that that was okay to eat that. There's so much food that's listed on the smart carbs, Dawn, that I didn't realize. Of course, it's okay. You can have a roll when it fits in, a whole wheat roll or a piece of rye bread, a small piece, or the strawberries or the sweet potatoes, whatever it is. It's just in measurements. It's not eating like the entire bag, right?
Exactly. It's all about moderation. And yes, you can even eat bread on Nutrisystem.
Bread, thank goodness. Yeah, I was really psyched when I saw that because, you know, then the other question is, well, geez, what do I do when I go out? Well, you teach people that because with the tracker you can see, yeah, you can still go out. You just have to know what the right choices are. And because it fits in your back pocket, you can certainly take it with you. So absolutely no big deal. I want to make sure that
the tracker's great because of the accountability. So really writing it down makes you actually feel more accountable. And then we also, I don't know, Kate, if you've been able to try it yet, we have our Numi app, which also, you know, automates it for people who like a more techie feel to tracking. So you can do it either way.
Yes, and the Numi thing, I did sign up with that. It's great. Great, because you have recipes there that you can look them up, so it's pretty easy. And again, tracking it, because we walk around with our phones, so you have it right there. So the excuses I had before of, ugh, I'm just exhausted, I'm running around, I'm giving a speech, I'm doing a radio show, I'm doing whatever, and I have this little window of time and I'm grabbing crummy things from a vending machine, I don't have to do that now because with Nutrisystem too, with the snacks and everything else, it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's easy to carry around with you, so it's you're not carrying around bulky food. It's a piece of cake from that perspective.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love that analogy.
Yeah, I know. Piece of cake. Piece of healthy cake, by the way. So, you know, we mentioned this thing about what you're doing in Philly with the American Heart Association, and there's such a big push now. I saw a billboard the other day. I was in Austin, Texas, traveling, and I saw this billboard about, do you know how many women are victims of heart disease and don't even realize? And it's an interesting thing to put into perspective that so many people now, it's the leading killer in this country of both men and women, right?
Yeah, of both men and women. And the scary thing is that women aren't as aware of the symptoms. You know, I think we all grew up learning about the symptoms as it pertained to men, but for women it's a little different, and it's something we all need to be educated on. And the American Heart Association is doing an amazing job with that. But, you know, every day we learn more about the disease and how to control it. And as you know, it's tied very closely to things like smoking, which the country seems to be getting under control a little bit, but also obesity, which we're still really struggling with.
Yeah, and that obesity part of it is a giant part of the heart problem, as you're aware of, which is perfect for this, for you being involved, because eating a poor diet can lead to heart disease, correct?
Yeah, it's really, you know, healthy diet and active lifestyle are your most powerful weapons when fighting the risk factors of heart disease by a long shot.
Yeah, so it goes back to that whole thing about what are you eating and, you know, how are you paying attention to it and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, when, as I mentioned at the beginning, with Nutrisystem, it's for so many people who don't realize, you have a program, too, where you jump on. And I think, and you and I have talked about this a long time ago, we are, definitely I'm this way, results-oriented, goal-oriented. So we need to see something happen quickly. And when you go on Nutrisystem, you stick with the program, it can happen quickly. You can get that satisfaction right in the beginning of those first couple weeks, correct?
Absolutely. And, yeah, it is all about those early results. So in the first week, you can lose 5 pounds. 1 month in, you can be down up to 10 or more. And it's very exciting because that's what keeps you going. And you notice it. And the interesting thing is a lot of us have really strong weight loss goals. We want to lose 30 pounds. We want to lose 40 pounds. But the truth is that losing just 5 to 10% of your current weight over a six-month period will lower your risk for heart disease and other conditions. So modest weight loss makes a difference, and it's not that hard to do.
Yeah, and when you think about what you want to lose, a lot of it is because, of course, we want to look better physically. Mm-hmm. But tying back the whole heart thing and heart disease, now it's even more important, as you said, because of obesity, because the fact that, frankly, your lifestyle, when you're inhaling tons of pizza and fast food and not paying attention to that kind of thing, that's the thing that can really literally kill you, right?
Yeah, it can really get you off track and, yes, have the worst of outcomes. So choosing lean meats and poultry without skin, very important. Watching the salt intake, there's about four or five different things we should be doing with our daily food choices to, again, you know, fight the risk factors of heart disease.
Yeah, and I think too that I'm sure you notice this especially when you're younger. The whole idea mm-hmm. is when you go to college, people say, just starve yourself for a couple of days. And I have friends who have done that, but then what they do is they mess up their metabolism because it is a real thing.
Yeah, definitely. You should always, it's all about, again, you know, it's about that healthy eating, making sure, you know, it's not just eating calories, it's eating those healthy calories.
Yeah, and you talk about glycemic index, and why is that important?
It's important because it helps moderate your blood sugar. So you don't want to have blood sugar spikes, especially if you're pre-diabetic. But everybody, it's important that we monitor, that we really keep our blood sugar even. And what that helps is with satiety. So, you know, one of the issues, we've spoken about this as well, is, you know, you get hungry or you're not feeling full. And if you are on a program or on a diet that helps moderate your blood sugar levels, you'll stay full for longer. So it's all about satiety.
Yeah, absolutely. Dawn Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, thanks so much for joining us. Next time you talk to me, I bet you I'll be down maybe 10 pounds or more.
Oh, I'm excited to hear that, Kate. That's great. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's always a great pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so really it's true. I, you know, am doing the Nutrisystem plan. And it's what I said to Dawn there that I'll tell you, I realized even in servings, the vegetables that I could eat, and I'm a vegetable person, so what was I doing, where I can eat the bell peppers and the broccoli, of course, and the asparagus, and you know, even spaghetti squash is absolutely awesome. And then from fruit, I could eat watermelon or, you know, whatnot to round out what I'm eating. And then there's these extras where it's what you put on food, where you can have, you know, a teaspoon of cream cheese or a teaspoon of honey, or some people say, oh, mayonnaise, it's the worst. Well, of course, if you slather bread up with mayonnaise, it's not going to be good, but you can have a tablespoon of mayonnaise easily, and that's also on the program. I didn't realize the kinds of food that not only would you be getting with Nutrisystem, but how you round things out, and then their flex plan, which along the way I'll be talking more about that and how easy it is to follow along, especially with the food tracking thing. They say that across the board, you got to write things down, right? Seeing it, visualizing it can make a big difference for a lot of people. So we'll talk to Dawn Zier again next month, and we'll check in and see how I'm doing and, of course, what's going on with Nutrisystem. Hang with us. Don't tell your right hand, baby, what your left hand do. You know those road check girls who make you brown breath.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.